In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Happy Tuesday to you. If you're new to the show, every Tuesday at 4 p.m., we get together a couple of our friends, usually from opposite sides of the aisle, but everyone who does DGS is cool. We've had a few non-cool people who we kicked to the curb, so if they have my stamp of approval, they're smart and they're reasonable, and they can disagree agreeably. And today we have our old buddy Steve Ellman, the executive of St. Charles County, Donna Behringer, who I just met in the last couple of years, but who I absolutely love, the comptroller in the city. You're a good couple. This is a good pairing.
Yeah.
How long you guys go? How far you guys go back?
Oh, at least, what, 5 years, I would say.
5 or 6 years ago, we had lunch and talked about what was going on in Jeff City and the city and county.
I had written an article. It was in the Post-Dispatch. It was called Becoming One County. And Steve had read it, and he liked the fact that I was thinking outside of the box, because I like to think regionally. So that's how we met originally.
Yeah. And we're talking about what to talk about today, and we usually take a political bent to it. But just so you know, we don't have to. Like when Alvin Reed comes in, he just wants to talk about sports. We're like, okay, let's talk about KU football. So we can always do anything else as well. Start with you, Donna. You're talking about the Millennial Hotel,
yes,
which is being torn down and a new beautiful building built.
Yes.
And you have a long history. Or a long-ago history.
I do. I just told people, I said, I worked there in the summer of 82, 83, and 84. I was in college, so we lived downtown. I lived in the mansion house with my parents.
Wow, how did that happen? That's really hip and cool.
I know it's hip and cool. We were living out in West County. My parents were originally from Jefferson City, Missouri, and we just didn't really care for the suburbs. So I drove from downtown St. Louis to Parkway West every day my senior year in high school. I thought I was the coolest person on the earth.
You're pretty close.
Yeah. So here I get a job. I actually had 4 jobs. So I get a job at what was then called Stouffer's, right?
Yep.
And so it was the main place that all the rock and roll stars stayed. And so I worked the front desk, and I usually worked 3:30 to midnight. And then if it was busy, they'd put me in the cocktail lounge at about 10:30, and it was open till 3 a.m. And I always got to check people in that were coming in. And one particular night, and I have many of these stories, this gentleman walks up to the front desk, and he says, I'm here for the police. And I said, oh, okay, well, the policeman's ball is to your left, 2 flights down the escalator. And he looks at me and he goes, ball? No, I said, I'm here with the police. And I said, yes, the policeman's ball is to your left, down 2 floors to the escalator, to the ballroom. He goes, I don't think you know who I am. And I looked at him, I said, no, I don't. And he looked at me and he goes, I'm Sting. And I said, that's nice. Are you a bumblebee? Is that what you are?
Holy crap.
And he said, I want to see your manager right now. So I walked around the corner. I said to my manager, there's some dude out here calling himself Sting. I said, and he's really rude. And he said, oh my God, stay back here. Do not go back out front. So we went back out front, and he got them their rooms.
Yeah.
And later they came down, and they said, you know, they wanted to know, since you didn't even know who the police were, much less who Sting was, were you interested in the concert? And I said, no, I work 4 jobs. I said, I don't get any time off in the summertime. And I said, so thank you for letting me know. So then I listened to his music, which I love. I love the Police, but that was just one of the many. But Al Jarreau came in every summer and he'd come up to me and he'd say, here, come to my concert. And I'm like, I can't. I work 3 to 4 jobs. So the third summer that happened, he actually jumped up on the front desk and started singing. He serenaded me right there at the front desk.
You have an effect on people. Man, oh man. I got to tell you something. If I had a quarter of your energy, I would be a billionaire. For real. I feel every time I'm with you, I'm like, you're a loser, Dave. Like you have so much energy. I mean, it goes all the way back, like mm-hmm. working 3 or 4 jobs when you were a kid.
And you should see my sons roll their eyes because I had to teach them what a time card was because they thought that was just horrific that I had to clock in and clock out at my jobs.
It's kind of, it's sort of inhumane these days.
They called it barbaric.
Yeah. Oh, I did that many times, mm-hmm. Mr. Donut and SIU clocking in when I was a server. And see, what's your like background in work?
I can't beat that story, so I'm not going to try.
I don't even want you to try.
But you were mentioning the Millennium Hotel. Yeah. Have you heard the project they want to do now where they want to take the lid that they put in in front of the arch and they want to expand it further both directions?
No. Nope.
And make a bigger park?
No.
Yeah, Ryan McClure with Arts to Park came and made a presentation at East West Gateway. I don't know if you heard anything about that, but
no, but well, I'm very interested.
Okay, so I'll tell you what, they laid out the whole thing and they had a bunch of examples. Apparently, they've done this in Kansas City. They got a lot of federal money and they're calling it Roy Blunt Park.
Okay,
so they want to do it here as well. And I started asking, well, where are you looking for money? And they went through the usual list and I said, what about federal money? And they said, well, yeah, we're gonna go talk to Senator Schmidt and some folks in Washington D.C. And I asked Sam Page, who was the chairman, I said, may I inquire of the mayor? And she yielded for inquiry. And I said, Mayor, let me just give you a hypothetical. If we could get the federal government to pay 100% of the cost of this new park at the Arch, would you consider it naming it Donald Trump Park?
How'd that go over?
Well, for just a split second, she thought I was serious.
Uh-huh.
And of course, everybody else that knew me knew I was kidding her. And I just said, that's all right, Mary. You don't need to answer right now. Just think about
it. It's funny you say that, though. Like, I would have believed, not because you love Trump, but stuff like that happens all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the other way, let's flip that around, because I was at the Board of Aldermen when we were trying to figure out what to do about the Arch grounds, right? And so we came up with the idea for the Arch grants and to do, go over the highway, make it more accessible. And we had the opposite happening where I was like, well, why should the city, which it was going to put in money on a federal piece of property mm-hmm. when the feds should pay for it, right? Mm-hmm. And I said then, well, because I'm not going to wait for the feds. This is something we need to do. So I fought hard for it in committee and on the floor when I was at the Board of Aldermen. So it would be wonderful for the feds to come back and say, you did a great job upgrading our park. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to give you money and to thank you for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, of course, they wanted us to tax ourselves in St. Charles County to help pay for that, too. And I made the same point. Hey, this is a federal facility. We get all this other money coming from the federal government. Why can't the Parks Department send us some money to fix up the Arch?
Yeah. Okay, this is a very 101 question. And this is like Schoolhouse Rock level. But I know from being alive on the planet Earth that the federal government gives money to states and cities and all this kind of thing. Does this necessarily come through your senators? I know that's one of their primary functions, but does it happen in other ways as well?
Well, the key is where you're getting the money from. So if it's transportation, then you're going to look at your senator and see if he serves on the transportation. If it's for water, are they on the water committee? So it's all political. So the always is the key. And that's why, Senator Blunt was very good to us in the state of Missouri.
He was.
And so was Christopher Bond. And that is key, that you have to have people in Washington, D.C. that are working hard on our behalf, because when they sit in those committees and they decide where they're going to spend the money, you want your state on the table for those funds.
Well, this is the whole debate about earmarks, okay? And, of course, for a while there, it was the thing to be against was earmarks. And that's where the legislators actually put money in the federal budget. Of course, they haven't done a budget for so long. I don't know how they do that now. But at that point, the thing that I asked, well, who, if our elected officials aren't making the decisions where that money goes, what do we have? We have a bunch of bureaucrats in Washington, D.C., making those decisions.
No, I would say it's the lobbyists.
Between the two, I'd rather have the elected officials. They at least have to come back and look us in the face at election time.
Correct. But you're right. You don't want the lobbyists making the decisions, and they are very powerful in D.C.
Yeah. So I believe with all my heart that you two are straight arrows, but you've swam in these waters a long time. When you see colleagues, whether they're personal colleagues or in another city, go down for some of the things we've seen, like some of the city guys, you know, like the taking bribes and such, do you go, that's a damn shame? But I understand the motivation, like because you've swam in these dirty waters, you understand how many people try to have their hands in your pockets.
Hmm. Woo. Well, the number one thing is that you got to take it case by case because, you know, I've served at the local and the state level. And I just tell people, I said, I'm so nervous that I have three sets of stamps. I have my personal stamps, I have my campaign stamps, and I have my work stamps, and never the three will cross. And I said, and as long as I keep that way and I am straight and narrow, then I don't have to worry at all. But sometimes people don't realize, and I'm not kidding you, if you're very young when you start out in politics, you may not see that you're crossing those lines. And sometimes you may have the feds look at you, and then sometimes the feds don't. So I don't even know what kind of advice to say, except for never lie to the feds.
Yeah.
Well, don't you think in Jefferson City, most of the people up there know who the straight arrows are and who the crooked arrows are? And not to mean that, you know, that there's only two types of people there, but most people know who they are. It's kind of like I had a reporter from a local paper call me a long time ago. I went to a convention in San Diego, and they were trying to make a point that these other people went and didn't go to the meetings, just went and had a good time. And they asked, she asked, did you see so-and-so? I said, yeah, I saw him at the airport when I got there. I said, did you see him again? I saw him at the airport when we left. He said, she wanted to get, well, what do you think he did? I said, I don't know what he did. I said, but you know this person, and I know this person, and we know there's people in Jefferson City that go to those things and actually try to learn, and there's others just go for a good time. So you know who they are. Why don't you write a story and tell people who they are?
Let me flip it the other way. I am very active in the Irish community here in St. Louis. I'm on the downtown St. Patrick's Day Parade Committee. And we went to Galway to march in the St. Patrick's Day Parade. And it made it in this Post-Dispatch. So there's a picture of me. I don't know if it was on the cover or not. I wasn't in town. Waving in Galway on St. Patrick's Day in a parade. And the first phone call I get is, did I pay for this? What are you doing over there? And I said, I'm here on my own money. I'm Irish and I'm here because I belong to this group. But I was immediately accused of something I had not done.
Yeah. So something I'm not sure I've ever asked anyone on the think tank. I know that any job, any position, any role can be bastardized and usurped in some way. But I've always been fascinated with lobbyists. Because lobbyists have a very bad name in general. Like, oh, it's the lobbyists. We need to get rid of lobbyists. Are there good lobbyists who do a really nice job and it's very helpful to the legislators?
Absolutely. Yeah. And you know, if you're a good legislator, you know the difference between the two types. And you look to them for information.
Education, right? Yeah.
In education. And, you know, I guess... one of the most unpopular days of my life in Jefferson City was when I offered an amendment to have lobbyists disclose how much they're paid. Okay? Because there's some very high-paid lobbyists, and then there's other people that are more reasonable. And I wonder what the high-paid lobbyists are telling their clients they're actually able to accomplish to get paid as much as they get paid.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So what I tell people is that you can't get mad at lobbyists. They have a client. They have a job, and that's their job. And if that's their client, Their job is to do what they need to do on behalf of their client. So what you need to know is that when they come to you to talk to you, are they talking to you for their client? Or are they talking to you for you? And so you have to make sure you know those lines, because they are very clearly defined. Because I've known some great lobbyists are like, you'll never be with me on this one. But yeah, let's chat about something else. And we do, because I know who they represent and I may not agree with that particular client that they have.
Yeah. Rach, any questions?
No, not really. I mean, that matches up, though. Like, yeah. I just talked to our friend Rodney Boyd a couple weeks ago, and he was explaining, like, you know, people think of lobbying as like this dirty word and everyone wants to get rid of it. But there is a use there. They can come in and educate a politician on, like, maybe a matter they didn't previously know about. So, yeah, I mean, you just have to be careful.
Yeah.
And be smart.
Mm-hmm. You know how at most businesses now, if you have an addiction problem, you can go to HR, and without any repercussions, you can get help. Is there anything like that in Jefferson City, that if someone is getting a little crazy, a legislator, even informally, do you ever just pull them aside and go, you're a little off the deep end here? Let me give you some advice.
Ever been in the speaker's office?
Yes, I have. I've been in the speaker's office. Which speaker?
It's kind of like going to the principal's office when you're in high school, I guess. I mean, Yeah, I mean, that's really the only thing you do, and the only thing like that.
Yeah,
and it's strictly you know, the speaker or the minority floor leader are interested in the reputation of their caucuses.
Yeah,
and yeah, if they find out about people that are you know, over the line or starting to move over the line,
yeah
they'll call them in and talk to them. At least they will if they're a good leader.
Yeah,
you know, it's so funny. He said going to the speaker's office, like going to the principal's office. And so I served where I was in the uber minority as a Democrat, and every one of our speakers was a Republican. So when I got called to their office, that was awesome, because that means they wanted to talk to me, because I was just like, you know.
I count.
You wanted to know what I think. This is awesome.
That's great. I was in the uber minority as a Democrat 20 years earlier. So I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
The minority floor leader, who was Jim Talon at the time.
Oh.
I never got called into his office, but I bet there were people who were.
Well, this has been great. Great information. That's Donna Behringer and Steve Ellman. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Glad to be here.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on money line, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Well, shake it up, baby.
Welcome back, DGS. Literally just like a minute left here because we went long on the think tank because they had two great guests and they were talking about really interesting things. Congratulations and thank you. The DGS audience came through in week one of Operation Food Search and Hardee's, and you brought in $7,800. We're just going to call that $8,000. I'll put in $200 extra. $8,000 in the first week, so keep that up. Every time you get the chance to go to Hardee's and make a donation, they'll ask you for $1 to get the DGS 25th anniversary sticker, which I still don't have.
I'll get you one tomorrow when I go to Hardee's.
Oh, yeah, perfect. You can do $5, $10, $50, $500. We've had people do $500. And then so many of our friends out there that raise money and bring it in on the last day show, that's going to be December 19th out at the Hardee's in St. Peter's. That's always fun when people show up with big checks.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.